Binyane Agoda, I would say, it says Shor v'loy Odom, Chamor v'loy Kelim. So I saw the Gra, it's brought down in the Rambam Franco, it brings down, why do we be Memait Shor, we're Memait Odom, and from Chamor, we're Memait Kelim. So he says, because a Chamor is full of bones, it's Mole Atzomo, so when he falls into the boar, it's usually a Hezek. So when you're Memait Hezek, so Kelim, it's always a Hezek. Shvirotson, Zui Misoson, what Rashi says, and the Hezek of Kelim is never Misa, it's always Hezek. So Memele, when you're Memait, something that's Chamor's Nezok, and you're Memait a Nezok in Kavosei. So you're Memait Kelim. But Odom is only Lemisa, not Lenezokin, so we say Shor v'loy Odom. The union of Shor v'chamor, the Gra says in a few places, and with this we'll go back to a place in Kiddushin. The Gra says in a few places there's Rav Tvuis Bekoyach Shor. And there's a Chamor Lemasa. A Shor is for working in the field, being Choyresh, and he plows the field, he works the whole day in the heat in the field, but the shor does the whole day, so at the end of the day, the end of the season, the tevua comes out, and the chamor carries it on his back. The chamor doesn't work the whole time, he just carries. The chamor knows his foreign. So it's a marshal in the Torah, there's Amelus HaTorah's connected to the shor, Rav Tevuah's Bekoach Shor, and there's a chamor that's connected to Bekiyas, Yediyas HaTorah. There's a Gemara in Kiddushin in the Sugis of Kibud Av and Kibud Rav that says that you're supposed to stand up in front of the Rav when you see him. So it says Abaye used to stand up in front of Rav Yosef when he saw from over the mountain was coming the chamor of Rav Yosef. The Gemara says Udne, Abaye Mekichozi Udne, the chamre, the Rav Yosef, he saw the ears. The ears, that has long ears, the donkey. So when he saw the ears of the chamor coming up the mountain, coming up from behind the horizon, he already stood up. So the pshat, I would think like this. The Gra says that chamor is connected to Yediyas HaTorah and shor is connected to Amelus HaTorah. There's a gemara that the Gra says that once the chamor went to ask for horns, and even his ears that he had, they took away from him. That means if you look for something that's not yours, so afilu what you have from before, you lose. It says there's somebody, there's a chamor, a shor has karnayim, that he's negech with, like we said, karnei ren, karn of chor, shayroi hodolo. Karnayim is connected negicha, melchamta shel Torah with the karnayim, you're negech, you have melchamta shel Torah, the amelus. Then there's chamor, that's yediyas HaTorah. The chamor that is connected to Bekiyas, connected to Yediyas HaTorah, he went to look for a darga that doesn't belong to him. He went to look for karnayim, for horns. So even what he had, the ears, the yishmiyah, which is Yediyas HaTorah, you hear like day yishmiyah, even that he lost. The Gemara says in the end of Hoyrias, there's Rabbi of Rav Yosef. Rabbi was a Sinai, Rabbi was a Oikaholi, and Rav Yosef was a Sinai, which means that Rabbi was, his koach was in Amelus HaTorah and Melchamta Shel Torah, and Rav Yosef, his koach was in Yediyas HaTorah, which is called Sinai. So here we have all three together. Rav Yosef was riding on a chamor, and Abaye stood up when he saw the ears of the chamor. That means the mile of the chamor is his ears, that is Sheman, his Krillit Yediyas. The chamor is the Noises for him, and Rav Yosef was the Sinai. So that all three miles were put together, and that's when Abaye stood up when he saw the Udne, the Chamre, the Rav Yosef.